But I think we will see some improvement. In fact, gradual clearing, especially after lunchtime. Today's high 84. Cooler tonight, overnight low 54. Could be an isolated shower late tonight. Much cooler tomorrow. What a difference. High 69 to 70 after we've been in the 80s for a few days. Cloudy early, sunshine later. Mid-70s Saturday, we're dry. Clouds on the increase. Chance of showers and thunderstorms late Saturday night. Then thunderstorms become likely on Easter Sunday. As you know, if you've been listening for the last few days, it's each day the concern grows a little more on the severe weather threat for Easter Sunday. We could see some, maybe some tornadoes. Certainly it has my attention, and we've got some time to look at it. You know, it's 4 days out. High temperature up to about 78. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now and be ready for the severe weather action on Easter Sunday, and we'll be here, of course. Right now, this morning, we have 72 degrees, showers in the area this morning at 9:03.
Yeah, it is fitting, like I said yesterday, that we're going to have a stormy Easter, I think.
Yeah, well, it's been weirdness all around.
Exactly.
Just weirdness all around. So, I posted some pictures of that dog that I got at the... You see that?
She or he?
It's a boy.
He is
it's
adorable.
A boy. Yeah. Boys lift their legs up, right?
And right.
Pee all the time. Yeah, that's a boy. And he... I think I like the name. It's a weather name. Chase.
Chase?
Chase.
Like chasing naders?
Yeah. See, my buddy used to have a dog, and Chase died, but I mean, he's a meteorologist, and anyway, it just occurred to me that I like the name Chase.
Yeah. I like it.
This is pretty cool for a boy.
Like it.
Wouldn't be a good girl name, but
no,
it's a good boy.
No, that would be cruel to give a girl the name Chase.
I never thought about it quite that way, but you're right. Yeah,
it'd be like, let's name her Chase and Chastity. Those are the two options. Yeah. Which one do we want to go with?
So I'm officially a foster, quote unquote, you have to do it in air quotes, a foster parent now. But if you want to put money on it in Las Vegas, probably... This dog is there to stay. So.
Awesome. Well, I'm happy to hear that, Rich. Thanks. I really am.
That's the luckiest dog in the world, by the way.
It is.
Just won the doggy lotto.
Yes, he did.
So, anyway, I know people have been asking what was going to happen. So this was accelerated by the virus.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you got yourself a good boy.
Yeah.
And he's got himself a good home.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And I hope you guys have a good show. You say that... Jack's going to call in?
He's going to call in, and we might be trying out our newfangled technology here in a
second.
Sweet. Just a matter of getting Jack to comply with that.
Nice. Yes. I want to tell him I want to Zoom with him Sunday. No, that sounds wrong. I'll see you guys later.
I'll see you, Rich.
See you, Rich.
News and views coming up in mere moments.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama is extending its shutdown of production. Production is now expected to resume Monday, May 4th. Hyundai says the decision will help protect the health and well-being of its employees. We learned last week that an employee at Hyundai died of the coronavirus. A second Montgomery postal worker has tested positive for the coronavirus. A spokesperson for the U.S. Postal Service says the employee works at the post office on Eastern Boulevard and that they're following the proper guidelines recommended by the CDC. And some local businesses are coming together to make masks for healthcare workers. The Alabama Shakespeare Festival costume department has already produced 300 masks that will now be delivered to local hospitals. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn gear. For a limited time, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
I got hairy legs.
How dare you?
In politics, men must learn to rise above principle.
Come on, all right, everybody. That's what I'm talking about, guys. We've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right. We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've come too far.
That's right, folks. Keep your composure and listen to News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. You're listening now to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, will either be joining us by the phone at 9:30, but we're trying to get set up very quickly. Him to be working over the online feed, so it'll sound a little better than a phone line. Trying to make this a regular thing since he's calling in every day.
It's going to be good.
In studio with me, that's the voice of Eddie Bader.
Good to be here.
And Jay, our producer at large, our operations manager.
He's got
all these titles, and he deserves them very much so, but he's doing some hard work standing right over my shoulder.
Yes, he is.
You know, that actually gives me peace of mind. I don't feel nervous.
Really?
At all.
You don't get the anxiety of someone watching your work?
Usually I do, but I know Jay. Jay's cool. Yeah, he's good. And he's Rona free, and I'm Rona free. You're Rona free.
He is patient zero.
Right. There you go. So, where are we with all of this going on? And right now the computer's kind of tied up, but I wanted to start off with everything serious going on.
Yeah.
And a great little fact in all of the wailing and gnashing of teeth, the sound of fury of the political press, the task force is informing us, I would have to verify this, but nobody who's needed a ventilator has lacked a ventilator.
That's what I've heard.
This is whether it's in New York or New Orleans
nationwide,
or Detroit, or luckily California's doing very well. And by the way, the political press, did you see somebody came out with a study saying the best states who are doing the best job at social distancing?
No, I didn't
see
this.
And part of their metric was the laws and the emergency decrees governors have put forward.
Okay.
Which maybe you should have that in the as a variable.
Okay.
Fine. But they put South Dakota near the bottom of people who aren't doing social distancing right because the governor has not done a shelter in place. Like, what? It's South Dakota.
I've been to South Dakota several times.
Right.
I think I drove, I know I drove through there at least twice, all the way across, driving to Alaska. I think I saw 12 people the whole state.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And this is what drives me crazy about the political press is this one size fits all. And it is it's a New York centric, a Los Angeles centric, a DC centric point of view. And fine, you can't completely escape
where
you're from.
No, but those are heavy populated, stacked on top of each other population.
And they should have a different response than, say, Alabama or South Dakota or Montana or Idaho.
Same difference if all of a sudden we had a blackout across the U.S., if we lost power. Where would be some of the most vulnerable places, New York, California, where you have that dense population? How do you think South Dakota would be?
I mean, they would have issues, but nobody's immune from such issues, but they'd be better off.
Right.
A country boy will survive, as we've been saying.
You can't do a one-size-fits-all. That's just no way.
So we're doing much better in a serious crisis. Now, deaths, as we're learning, are a lagging indicator.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're seeing more patients released, say, from New York hospitals than are being brought in with the Rona, you're also seeing a lot of deaths pile up because you're figuring out not just people who are dying in the hospital, but also people who, say, the fire marshal, firefighters, emergency services are finding who died at home.
Right.
And I think the number is, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Let's just say it was 15 to 2,000 more people than usual this time of year.
Right.
Died in their home. And some of them, if they can test positive for COVID, we'll find that out. Well, but we're getting in a pretty good range of getting on top of this.
Lack of, since people aren't out as much, how's our numbers on, like, traffic accidents? You know, how many deaths do you have every week just because of general traffic? See now we have no traffic. So I wonder.
Those will go to, yes.
Right. Does it get credited?
Well,
to
we're
the
seeing
other
less
side?
Regular flu.
Yeah. Yes, true.
Yeah, the social distancing is having an effect in many ways beyond just fighting COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, the unemployment claims, again, up 6-something million people again.
But it doesn't surprise me. Everybody's out of work.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, this is a basic cause and effect. Yeah. When the government shuts you down, you can't do business.
Right.
And so employers are going to lay people off. They can now get that unemployment insurance.
$875 a week.
Here in Alabama? That's what the figure is?
Yeah, I heard it's $275, and then the additional with the Fed is another $600. So it's $875 a week.
That's pretty darn good.
Well, I've been asking Bo all week if he'd fire me, just for a week or two, but not having much luck there.
Well, we do need to see how the state government is doing, because there was a bit of a bottleneck.
Yeah, I wonder how that flow is.
Online issue. And they're aware of it, and this is not just a problem here in Alabama, but all across
nationwide.
The nation, especially smaller states. They're having a little trouble getting, like, all these people signed up. They're not built. These offices, unemployment offices or Small Business Administration, even some of these community banks, are not built to process this much.
Oh, no.
This
no,
quickly.
Not at all.
So that makes me a little worried. But there's an interesting thing, an argument that will be had, I think, for weeks and months after this. And it's breaking out now. What did Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, what did Deborah and Tony say the other day? Well, they said it would be 100,000 to 240,000 deaths.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In that model, the University of Washington model, it assumed all the social distancing mitigation. It assumed all the measures we're taking. And they said even with that, 100,000 to 240,000 people dead. Now they've revised it down, and then they revised it down again. Mm-hmm. And as of yesterday, it was 60-something thousand people dead with every effort we're taking, which is a great sign. And what Deborah Birx and Tony Fauci are saying is this is just a sign of how great you, the American people, are at staying away from one another.
Yeah, but with those numbers, again, as we saw here locally, anybody that has any kind of accident or anything, if they could tie their death to the coronavirus, they're doing it. So those numbers, I I don't mean to sound...
Well, you know, a log truck flew through the windshield and decapitated somebody, right. But they tested positive for Rona.
Right, so I don't...
During the autopsy.
I don't like that, and I don't know why they're wanting those numbers like that. Why do they want the high numbers?
I think worst case scenario, paint the worst case, hope for the best. Okay. And that's what these projections... But what's happening is that people are looking at Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and others saying, look how good mitigation's working.
Mm-hmm.
And these folks are saying, hey, wait, you said even with mitigation, all the stuff we're doing, it would be 100,000 dead. Now you're revising that model down to 60,000 within just a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Probably will go down more.
I'm thinking it'll go down more, yeah.
Because we're not seeing, thank God, the spikes in other urban areas. You're seeing some. You should be worried a little bit. But largely what I was hoping for and what others I was listening to are hoping for, it's coming to pass. The American medical system is remarkable at being able to flex their muscles and be nimble and pliable enough to stretch out and then focus on a problem. They can do that with just, for instance, we're the only nation on earth that can go to surgical centers all around the country and say, hey, you don't need to be doing elective surgeries. Give us your ventilators.
Yes.
We're one of the few countries, if not the only, that can do something like that. Our capacity for not just innovating, which that's the
big thing right now.
Hydroxychloroquine, the off-label prescribing of that to folks seems to be working out quite well. And actually, Dr. Fauci finally last night said, we'll have the clinical trial, and then we'll have also the off-label prescription of these things, and we'll be studying the effects of both the trial and the off-label prescribing.
You've got a bigger test pool now than you'll ever have.
So. Than any clinical trial.
And everybody's willing to participate.
Right. So I think we're on top of this. And the ability of American healthcare to respond to a crisis is remarkable. And we'll have the politics another day. You know, you hear some people out there, this is why we need single payer. This is why we need universal healthcare. It's like, okay, is what y'all are talking about nationwide, I'm not down with. And if you look at other nations, every nation on earth is swamped by this.
Yeah.
A lot of single-payer systems were completely swamped by this. Look at Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where this goes.
Well, in this crisis like this, you can't, I don't think one insurance system like that, whether it be everybody's covered under the Medicaid or not, you're going to have more people participate now than ever. It doesn't matter if it's single payer, if it's all government. So they're all going to crash.
I don't mind a federalist approach. For instance, if there are certain things that it's just prohibitive to pay for certain procedures, like catastrophic illness.
Okay.
Maybe you have a high risk pool at the state level.
Okay.
You want to give a backstop, a safety net to people at the state level? I'm all for that. I think the way we've pushed our welfare system up to the feds, and it makes the states almost like administrators, just local administrators for the national government. I don't like that one bit. But all that said, bottom line, we're doing well. We're doing well here in Alabama.
Yeah.
We're doing well across the nation. And I think we'll continue to do well as long as people keep practicing some of these guidelines. But also, as the medical system flexes to this, and we'll start having this conversation of how much was it worth it? As you see the economic fallout, how quickly will the economy recover? Will people keep collecting that $875?
I'm wondering. That's my biggest fear,
$875 a week?
$875 a week, Joe.
Pretty good.
And a lot of people go, oh, it's tax-free. It's not tax-free. They don't take the taxes out now.
Right.
But you will see the taxes come out at the end. They will ask for their money at the end of the year.
So that's the bottom line. We're doing well. We're going to be doing better. There's going to be economic fallout, political fallout. You've probably already known these things, folks. But I really want to call at 272-9228. Did folks watch the press conference at the White House yesterday? And did you see a particular part of the press conference? I don't even know the reporter's name, but he's my new hero.
I saw it on a clip, so I don't know. But I did see a lot of people comment. Did you just see what was asked?
Right.
So, yeah, that's fine.
And I don't know this reporter's name. I don't know if the clip can be played. Should I try that, Jay?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to see if I can pull that off with all this going on here. We're testing a new system to get Jack in and patch him through the show. But This was asked. This reporter is my new hero. This is just fantastic.
One of the biggest rating hits of the coronavirus, aside from these briefings, has been a show on Netflix called Tiger King.
Yeah.
And the man who's the star of this is a former zoo owner who's serving a 22-year prison sentence. He's asking you for a pardon, saying he was unfairly convicted. Your son yesterday jokingly said that he was going to advocate for it. And I was wondering if you've seen the show and if you have any thoughts on pardoning Joe Exotic.
Which son? It must be Don.
It was.
I had a feeling it was Don. Is that what he said? I don't know. I know nothing about it. He has 22 years for what? What did he do?
He allegedly hired someone to murder an animal rights activist, but he said that he didn't do that. And he was.
You think he didn't do it? Are you on his side?
Are you
recommending a pardon?
No, I'm not advocating anything.
As a reporter, you're not allowed to do that. You'd be criticized by these. Would you recommend a pardon?
I'm not weighing in on time.
I don't think you would. Go ahead. Do you have a question?
I feel like Joe Exotic.
I'll take a look. Is that Joe Exotic? That's Joe Exotic.
I'm going to get back to you, the coronavirus that I can't.
The fact that the president said the name Joe Exotic in the midst of this crisis, that reporter's a hero to me. We need that levity.
It's funny because once they said, Joe Exotic, he knew exactly who he was at that point. It's like,
It is also funny that Trump can't help himself. He said to the first guy asked the question, as a reporter, I know you can't take sides. So he turns to Jim Acosta and goes, what do you think, Jim?
I'm not advocating. Like, I'm not advocating.
You're obviously not a reporter. You're part of very fake news, CNN.
I just thought that was hysterical. Yeah. And then he knew, is it Don? It was Don.
It was definitely Don Jr. said that, right? Yeah. Oh, that was a great moment. And the fact that we can have those moments of levity in this crisis, I just want to tip my hat to that reporter. That's fantastic.
Funny.
Yeah, that's very funny. 272-9228. I wish, Trump's a busy man right now.
Yeah.
But it would be funny to have, podcasts they do occasionally, this thing called a watch-along.
Yes.
Folks, you'll, tune in. It'd be like tuning into this radio show, and you're watching at the same time as us, say, a press conference.
Yes.
Or, let's say, Tiger King. Mm-hmm. It would be great if the president, once all this is said and done, just did a watch-along to Tiger King.
You know, that would break the internet.
I think it would.
It's like, who's this Joe? Wait, he's got two husbands who aren't actually gay?
Right.
But they just like tigers? Like, Carol Baskin's definitely killed her husband. I know. I'm a smart guy. I've got a good hunch. I've got a great brain.
Sardine oil.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this broke yesterday.
Okay.
Hyundai, you know something about Hyundai, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You used to work there, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hyundai extends plant shutdown until at least May. But there are certain parts still open, I imagine.
Well, there are a little parts that are open, but for the most part, the plant shut down and almost vacant, except for absolutely mandatory people. But I do know that, and I'll say this for Hyundai, they did put out a communication to their team members, and they let them know that to go ahead and do the unemployment, but Hyundai is trying to do that for all their team members. They're trying to handle the paperwork. And to me, that's a big thing, because I will say honestly, a lot of people at Hyundai, incredibly smart people, but some of them, technology might not be their best thing. So by Hyundai stepping in and kind of being the go-between between them and the unemployment office, I think that's really, really good idea.
That's good.
Yeah. That shows they do care about their team members.
Did you see also here locally, my roommate, who doesn't live with me often now, he's got his kids in town now.
Yeah.
But he texted me saying where we used to live, kind of off in Capitol Heights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know the Papa John's right over there?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Employee.
Mm-hmm. Two.
Test positive. Two?
Two now.
Yeah, so they were sending in a sanitation crew to that place.
What was next door? Family Dollar, I think they had the same issue. So.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the one thing. You got to do it.
Oh, you don't have any choice.
You got to eat. You got to get groceries.
Yep.
Basic services. We got to keep living life, even with this extra risk going on. And it's just a shame, though, to see that not only Papa John's, we also had cases of Hyundai, but also a second postal worker here in Montgomery.
Yep. Yeah, postal worker.
Another crucial business right now.
And I don't know, and maybe you do, Joey, but as far as the virus goes and touch and how long does it stay on surfaces, you know, with postal stuff in general, it's a very cardboard paper is a very porous product. I don't know.
I would open the mail, and I would wash my hands.
Well, what my mother does, which
not touch my face.
Love my mom, but the other day I brought her some groceries because I grocery shopping for her. She made me leave them out in the garage for 20 minutes before she brought them in the house.
I don't think 20 minutes. If there's Rona on there, I don't think 20 minutes will do it.
Mom, where are you getting the 20 minutes from? I know she's pulling it out of the air, but... And I know she's listening. I'm fixing to catch it. But it's just... I'm glad she's taking it somewhat serious, but at the same time, we had to scold her a little bit because she went out.
Right.
We're going to take her car keys from her.
Oh, really?
That's fixing to happen. Yeah.
You grounded your own mother?
I'm going to have to ground my mom.
272-9228. We got to hit a quick break here, but I would love to see it. Is anybody grounding their parents or grandparents?
I've threatened her. I'm taking away her keys, and I think today we're going by there.
272-9228. This part of News and Views brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Because of the governor's order, as a jewelry store, they've of course, they're closed.
Yeah.
However, Sherb Booth is staying on with us because he wants you to remember that the sun will be shining here on the great state of Alabama, here in the River Region. We'll be able to go out, live a normal life, I think, sooner rather than later.
Me too.
And why not celebrate that moment with a great antique jewelry item, like, say, an antique ring? Especially, you know, gentlemen, weddings will commence again.
Very soon.
And if you're, you've been dating a gal for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And you start going to her friend's weddings.
Oh, boy.
She might not say it to you, but
she's
thinking
feeling it. Yeah.
So why not a one-of-a-kind engagement ring? An antique ring that they don't make them like they used to, folks.
True.
I mean, it's a great idea. That's just one of the many things Troop Booth has to offer to Heirloom.
Doesn't he also buy jewelry?
He does.
So right now, everybody's at home. You got some jewelry laid around. Yeah. Kind of get your stuff
together. If you haven't thought about, hey, I've got that extra jewelry, until you heard us here on News Talk. So you can stop by Heirloom Jewelers, and you can sell things to Troop, and he'll give you a value right then and there using his expertise gained at the Gemological Institute of America, as well as years of doing and working in this business. And if you agree on a value, you get paid right then and there. So y'all remember Heirloom Jewelers. When things start to open back up, when life starts to feel normal, why not celebrate with fine antique jewelry? Thank you to Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers being a great sponsor here of News and Views. More News and Views from 9 to noon when we come back. 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader. Jack Campbell should be...
I'm looking forward to it.
Either...
Does Jack have a camera at his house?
I don't know.
Jack, make sure you put on pants.
I think we're trying to do this through the phone.
Okay, good.
Like an app or something. Yeah, just film yourself from the neck up.
Don't Porky Pig it on us, Jack.
No Looney Tunes. That's right.
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Friends, you know, for over 40 years, Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville has been taking care of people in this area when it comes to car buying. And you know, in these uncharted waters that we're into today, Larry Puckett stands strong. They're there for you now. If you've been thinking about buying a new car or truck and you've been sheltered in the house and can't get out, look us up online at LarryPuckett.com. Pick one out, then give us a call at 285-9300, and we'll bring it to you. You can test drive it when we get it to the house. Larry Puckett Chevrolet's been there in the good times, and we're there in the tough times. Not going to be long, you're going to be getting some of that stimulus money in the mail. This is a great time to take some of that and use it as a down payment on a brand new Chevy from Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Some of the vehicles you can buy at Larry Puckett today, you can get 0% financing for up to 84 months. And some of them you won't have to make any payments for 120 days. Larry Puckett also's got a huge supply of pre-owned cars and trucks. You ain't got to come to us. We'll come to you. LarryPuckett.com.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to WOW Super Fast Internet, $34.99 per month. And add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at WOWway.com.
Wow. Marguerite's is offering drive-up services during the current health crisis. Marguerite's gifting, repair, appraisal, buying and trading, and watch services are all available. Marguerite's will be replacing watch batteries and hearing aid batteries at no charge to the community during the crisis. You may call Marguerite's at 334-270-0074 for more info or the texting of images. Thank you and stay well.
For more information, call Marguerite's 334-270-0074.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn gear. For a limited time, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot is here to help. And we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, all you cool cats and kittens.
Yo.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one.
You need to listen. You need to listen right now.
You tell me that your super fine mind has come.
Mr. Fagan's got a point here.
He does.
Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend.
272-9228 if you want to get in.
Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door in the morning.
272-9228. And that's the number that Deadeye called. Deadeye, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry I couldn't get in yesterday.
I understand.
But you just mentioned Looney Tunes. Well, yesterday you had a Looney Tune call. Your name's Amy. I used to live by her. Woo! You're talking about a handful now. That woman's something else.
Now, you know her from, like, in person.
If it's the same one, I recognize her voice, I think. It's got to be her. There ain't another on this planet like her. She ain't a very pretty woman. She could probably rent out for Halloween and own a house.
Well, we can't all be blessed with good looks like you, Deadeye.
No, no, that's right, you know. But anyhow, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, great God, the mud. She's so far away from the center of things, it ain't even funny. And she thinks she's a widow, but I know for a fact her ex-husband is really living in Atlanta. He's really happy. That's not crazy.
Well, I hope you're talking about the same person, because you're sharing some tales right now, Deadeye.
Well, I'll tell you, she's something else now.
All right, I want to give away all her secrets now. I don't want anybody coming to visit the station, you know what I mean?
No, you don't do that, man.
Well,
I appreciate you guys being on. Enjoy your show.
Appreciate it, Deadeye.
Thank
y'all, guys.
272-9228. Wow.
Gotta like that.
Do gotta like that. Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Taylor Bean. How are you doing?
Doing well, Taylor. How you doing?
Question for you, since this is kind of a fun, light day, let me ask you two questions.
Sure.
On the Tiger movie, who got paid? Do you have any idea how that worked?
I know the cast, not the cast, but Joe's Exotics employees, they got some money out of the deal because a couple of them are driving new vehicles now. I don't know if you noticed, and one guy's got teeth now.
Yeah, new teeth, yeah.
What about somebody like Carol? And I think since Joe's in prison, he can't profit, right?
Right. I watched a thing, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I watched a thing last night with Carol's husband on there, and it's about 10 minutes of them putting down the Netflix thing and saying that they were duped the whole time, and I don't think they received anything. They volunteered to do it, thinking that they were going to bring down Joe Exotic and make them look great, so,
the film crew would, I mean, you would almost have to be duped to sign off to participate, because in essence, you're yeah, you're almost testifying against yourself, because didn't they raid last month Doc Adler's place?
Well, they more he actually explained it.
Yeah,
Doc Antle said that there was some guy who gave him a tiger that he couldn't raise anymore, and that guy got raided. And that guy said, hey, I gave some tigers to that Doc Antle guy, and Doc Antle said, I'm in full compliance. It wasn't a raid. Somebody came and asked us a
question. I thought he got arrested.
No,
did he not get arrested?
I'd heard that, too.
He's denying it, and he just recently did an interview with Theo Vaughn.
Yeah,
that was a good one, too.
Well, I was just... Clearly, Netflix is making a fortune out of this deal.
Yeah, they got another one coming out next week, another episode.
Really?
Yeah. So, I just thought it was interesting is who actually got some money out of this deal, because, clearly those employees definitely need some
financial help. The girl lost her
arm. Yeah, she was really the only kind of moral and ethical one through the whole story.
I really liked her.
Girl that got her arm bit off.
Right.
And went back to work the next day, or 2 days later.
That tiger said, finger licking.
You guys, stay well, stay safe. Great show. Talk to y'all soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Taylor. 272-9228. You remember how Trump wanted to buy Greenland?
Oh, yeah. Is that back on the market?
It should be. I think he had a great idea. For instance, news coming out of that part of the world is all 11 coronavirus patients. Uh-huh. They've had 11 patients in Greenland.
Well, I can see that. It's probably 12 population.
They've all now recovered. So Greenland is the only country/territory on the face of the earth with no active cases.
Speaking of that.
So Greenland would have been a good purchase.
I think so. Changing your subject. You're a UFC guy. You know, they're talking about doing stuff on an island now.
That makes sense.
They're going to, I think yesterday they were talking, they're just a little bit away from buying an island, and they're going to go have the fights on the island.
I do wonder, how does this affect sports going forward? Because I think you could still have NBA games. You could, for instance, NBA, baseball, you don't have to have full stadiums to broadcast those games.
But does that make it profitable? That's my thought, too, especially a stadium. Now, NBA... Coliseum.
Well, maybe what they do is they go to one spot, and they don't run other stadiums. Right. You get cost sharing and revenue sharing with the TV contracts with all the teams.
I think they're talking about in baseball. They're doing that in Arizona. They're going to try to get all the teams there because they have facilities already. Baseball, I think, would be a little bit easier, but I'd love to see some sports.
Yeah, it'd be nice. And then I watched wrestling this past week in WrestleMania without a crowd.
Yes.
It was kind of odd. There was some great creative stuff they did, but it's weird how entertainment is being pushed where it was already going, which is streaming.
Yes.
And so Netflix is raking in the money right now.
Big time. And that's who made money off the Tiger King thing is the guy who sold that to Netflix. And, I don't know who that was in particular, but he... at the bank.
It's amazing. The world of media, ourselves included, we're not shut down. And they consider us, especially terrestrial radio, essential because we can get out local stories and that we can also talk about silly crap like Tiger King. But it's interesting to see that where entertainment will go out of this. I think there will, as I was mentioning yesterday, will be real effects. Like, I just want to reiterate, for instance, I hope that more and more people jump on, say, genetic testing for your own information.
I think that's a really good idea.
And for medical reasons.
Yeah, and you can see what's coming down the road. You can have some forward thinking. Why would you not want that?
Right, and it can help you understand not only if a major pandemic breaks out, how you might be susceptible to certain types of viruses, but just all sorts of other things. I think, for instance, there isn't a one-size-fits-all diet. There isn't a one-size-fits-all anything. We're all a bit unique. We're all unique little snowflakes.
Isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
But I think you'll see changes in medicine because of that.
Telemedicine, too, right?
Telemedicine. There's a lot of changes, I think, that'll be technological. And I think a lot of businesses right now are learning how much they can do without having a bunch of people in the building.
Oh, there's definitely so much working from home. And I've talked to a few CEOs that had thought about that before, but they're like, they're just too scared to push the button.
Right.
Well, this forced it. And they, for the most part, hadn't skipped a beat.
Right.
So they're like, why am I paying rent? Why am I owning this building when 99% of my people can work from home?
Exactly. Or why do we even have these people hired?
Oh, now there's a lot of that, too.
I don't have all these employees are gone and I'm still operating fairly well.
Yeah.
It's going to be a wake-up call in many respects. And hopefully a computer and AI won't be replacing talk show host anytime soon.
I don't think so.
Because I just started this career.
I've talked to Alexa a few times. She's kind of boring.
Yeah. 272-9228, 272-9228. Got to hit another break here. More news and views when we come back.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Due to the unprecedented situation in which we're all facing, News Talk 93.1 FM has joined with Fraser United Methodist Church to bring you a special presentation. Join us this Sunday as we bring you Fraser's traditional Easter Sunday service presented live. The service begins at 9:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday, and you can listen to it live, uninterrupted, right here on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We will see improvement as this day goes on. In fact, we'll see some sunshine later on. High temperature today in the lower 80s, a little cooler tonight, overnight low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow will be a much cooler day with a high temperature barely up to about 70. I think we'll see partly sunny skies by the afternoon hours. And then on Saturday, high in the mid-70s, there's a risk of a shower, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night, and showers and storms are likely on Easter Sunday, a potentially significant severe weather event on Easter Sunday we're monitoring closely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. And that's the number Jerry Lee called. He wanted to talk about this genetic testing. Now, to be clear, I'm not talking about manipulating genes necessarily. I'm talking about you have your genes, you have your genetic code, and that can be mapped and to understand where you are.
Right.
I'm not talking about manipulating that just yet. That's another conversation we could get into. But hey, Jerry Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all today?
Very good.
I'm an old man with COPD, and I'm still surviving. But anyway,
that's good to hear.
What a doctor did for me a few years ago was called a pharmacogenetic study, where they took my genetic material and mashed it up to virtually every drug then in existence, and it would come up with a scheme, I guess, that would let the doctor know which varieties of drugs were good for me, which were kind of okay for me, and which really wouldn't do me any good. Like, it came out, all my doctors give me hydrocodone for pain.
Hmm.
And what happens is it buzzes me up for about an hour and a half, and then I feel like I'm in a huge hangover.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is my body metabolizes the drug so quickly that it doesn't really do me any good. And the genetic study came up with that so they could give me an alternative pain medication that would more suit my genetic condition.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Absolutely.
And they did the same with my cholesterol medicine I was taking. One brand, Zocor, and they said, no, that ain't really good for you at all genetically. So they switched me to Crestor, which is good for me genetically. And I have about four or five pages of medicines, I guess, from A to Z. And they tell you on each medicine whether it's, okay, really good for you, not so good for you, or really won't do you any good for you.
Well, and this
was particularly useful.
Well, and this is very important, especially somebody like yourself who's on kind of a vast schedule of drugs. You want to make sure they're not, you know, ruling each other out,
right,
so to speak,
right,
or bad conflicting. But the genetic testing allows just more granular understanding of how it affects you. And I think we're going to start seeing that more. Because,
yeah, I think it. I was going to say, it's more like you're putting a bullet out rather than a shotgun, you know? I mean,
right.
You're going. You got a medicine that's going to be really good for you rather than, you know, just trying something to see if it works.
And I'd imagine you can do comparisons or studies not just with pharmacology, but say, how would viruses affect you? Do you
yes.
have certain vitamin deficiencies that just, you know, that's your genetics? I mean, there are certain things that people can understand and compare the genetic code to all sorts of aspects of life. I think it's a great idea.
I think the only thing that worries people is that insurance companies will use that against you.
Right.
Know?
Mm. That's a big thing. The insurance company says, all right, we know Joey is prone to X. Do we want to cover him? What's our risk factor now?
Right.
We know at around age 40, Joey is a smoker. He's doing this, that, and the other. And he's already prone
I think that
to
could
this.
Cut both ways, though, because something like this could help bring down costs because you're not doing as much guesswork.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it could cut both ways. Depends on what right. the results
yeah, my,
are.
My family history is of heart disease, which I really didn't know because my parents were divorced when I was real young, and I didn't know on my father's side that the heart problems were pandemic, really. But maybe if I had been genetically tested around 9 or 10 years old and told I was going to, you know, susceptible to heart disease, I might not have smoked for 30 years, you know?
Right.
There you go. There you go. Well, Jerry Lee, I appreciate all the information. That's fantastic. I really do appreciate
okay.
your call.
Enjoy your show, guys.
Thank you.
Stay safe. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'm just getting a text from our buddy here, and she says that genome sequencing is where it's at.
Yeah.
That's where the gene testing is going, and we have one of the best research centers here in Huntsville, Alabama, believe it or not.
I believe it. I believe
I'm glad
it. The Huntsville medical system is quite something.
Right. I just wish all that technology could trickle its way south a little bit.
It may. I think this is a wake-up call, But we got to remember, keep your eye on the ball, folks, as the politics takes over and people start talking about universal health care, single payer. No, the story I'm starting to see out of this is the ability of the American system, again, to flex, to innovate, to respond to a crisis. And we're the only country on earth that seems to be able to have done that. Other countries who are smaller have been able, I think, to do better social policy, quicker, like, say, South Korea. They're used to wearing masks because they went through, I think, the first SARS. And, they were ready for this sort of thing. But I think we're uniquely able to innovate our way out of a problem. It's always been American strength.
And the country or the world kind of looks to America to fix things like this. I mean, they're doing it right now.
And that's what we should take pride in that. I mean, not too much because I didn't do it. I'm just living here. I'm not the one that came with the innovation.
But Joey, you are part of the chain, brother. You are an American.
Well, we should take pride in the system that allows for that sort of freedom to innovate, to discover, to figure out the problem. And if you need emergency funding, no, again, I'm not going to sit here and take credit for what some incredible researcher or doctor came up with.
You don't have to take credit for it, but you're an American, brother.
I know.
We just got to get
I don't like unearned pride. I'll put it that way.
It's very earned, Joey. It's very earned. Never mind.
272-9228. Got to hit another quick break here. More news and views when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
Hello, Central Alabama. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, encouraging you to be comforted with these words from the Bible found in Philippians chapter 4. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Because then God's peace, which is so great we cannot understand it, will guard your hearts and minds because you belong to Jesus Christ. Friends, even for those of us who struggle with math, this verse clearly states that prayer equals peace. Our Heavenly Father wants to give us incredible peace, and we need to ask for it. Then our lives will be full of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy. Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in prayer for our city and our country. Join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
There's something special about the rush you get when your fingers pull the throttle and everyone else just tries to keep up. It's the kind of endless thrill you'll only experience on a Yamaha Wave Runner. Whether you're in it for the effortless fun of the affordable EX Series or the supercharged luxury of the FX Series, Yamaha Wave Runners always help you kick in the weekend into high gear. See Yamaha Wave Runners, the best in the business, at Ward Yamaha. They're located in Troy, Alabama on Highway 231 South.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do? What are my options? What did I do wrong? We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis. And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. It seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me in the studio, Eddie Bader. My co-host, Jack Campbell's, he's fine, but he's a little tied up actually talking to the Social Security folks.
So, oh, boy. I hope you give him a piece of his mind.
Yeah, he's a little tied up right now. Yeah. But would love to hear y'all call in, 272-9228. And just a reminder, News Talk will be broadcasting Frazier's Methodist Easter services this Sunday morning at 9:30.
Great.
Yes.
What time?
9:30.
Excellent.
Yeah, it'll
Excellent.
Be broadcast over these airwaves at 9:30 this Easter Sunday.
Good deal.
So if y'all want that option,
we'll put that on the book of faces. That's good to know.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Very good. How are you?
Good. Hey, if you ever want to talk to a genetic expert, do a, you know, maybe a portion of a show in the future, my brother-in-law is a pediatric geneticist who was actually the head of genetic research for Kaiser Permanente.
Oh, wow.
In the Bay Area for 30 years. So he's semi-retired. Now he works at Children's Hospital in Phoenix. And if you ever want to talk to somebody who knows genetics, he'd be the guy.
I would love that, especially in relation to treating children.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll get in contact with him, and if he's interested, I'll put him in contact with you.
Awesome.
Thank you, David.
All right.
Hey, appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
272-9228. Lori, welcome to the program.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Lori?
Good. This show that you guys watch, do they raise tigers to sell?
Yes.
They were, yeah. Some of the characters.
Just right. Anybody.
No, you got to have $2,000.
Right.
Well, I mean, I understand they're not going to go give them away, but...
But, I mean, that's only requirement. You have to have $2,000.
Maybe more, depending on the species.
Right. Well, it's just something happened up here it's probably been well over 30 years ago. Somebody had a lion.
I remember that.
And it turned on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to watch out for these cats. Like your house cat's already doing that to you in the middle of the night. Big cat will do the same. They just can do something about it.
Yeah.
Well, it just kind of freaked everybody out because, you know, there weren't as many.